T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ben Wargle on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline now. The Badger Nation on Twitter. You can find his work at Badger Blitz, covering this Badgers basketball team, which we'll get into momentarily. The football team you had a chance to cover the last couple of weeks. Ben, that was disappointing. They really screwed up.
Oh, absolutely. you kind of look at what Wisconsin had kind of been on in the 2 months since they lost to Michigan, and they seem to really start to figure things out. And now I will say the schedule got incredibly soft for them in that 7 games, with the exception of Iowa. I think Iowa was that one quality win that they had, but for the most part, they pumped up their record on bad teams, or teams that are not going to be playing in the postseason. And so you kind of were seeing them trend in a positive direction. You know, the offense started to click a little bit. I think they played very well against Rutgers, Northwestern, Nebraska. Obviously three teams that aren't going to go bowling. But you could see the confidence with the group. Now, there were some issues with the passing game, pass defense, that were some red flags. I even wrote about after the Nebraska game that this team, if they want to win a Big Ten championship, they need to be better against the pass. And for whatever reason, as soon as a good team got back in front of them, they turned back into the September Badgers. Offense couldn't move the ball. Defense was getting gashed in some certain areas, especially against the pass. They went against a quality quarterback in Tanner Morgan, who's played a lot of football. And so he knows what he's seen, and he knows his offense. And Minnesota just picked them apart. It kind of reminds me of the last time they lost the Axe in Camp Randall. How Minnesota was just a better all-around football team, and Wisconsin was kind of in limbo a little bit. That was the Alex Hornibrook game, where he was coming back off a concussion, and he didn't look at all capable of running the offense, and Mertz had that same kind of look last Saturday. And you have everything in front of you. You win and you go to Indianapolis as the Big Ten champions of the West Division. And call me crazy, I think Wisconsin had a better matchup against Michigan than they did against Ohio State. And they just absolutely, only could put 6 points up on the board offensively. And it was a perfect kind of fitting for the end of the year, a year that started off so poorly with such terrible play, ends the year, regular season with such terrible play, and kind of caps what I think many people will label as a very disappointing season for this team.
You've covered Paul Chryst a handful of years. I mean, he looked pretty dejected after that loss, and there were some decisions he made that have been questioned and should be questioned. What do they do next? I know he's got his hands are all over that offense. I don't know if he's willing to give up some of that. Sometimes I think back when McCarthy gave up the play calling, that ended up making things worse for the Packers, and he eventually took it back. So I don't know what they do, but you would think that something's going to be different.
Well, I mean, he didn't call plays last year. That was Joe Rudolph, and people were complaining all last year about how the play calling and what was not very creative. It was hampering some guys. And so when John Budmeyer, the quarterback's coach, left to be the OC at Colorado State, Paul kind of rearranged his staff. Instead of hiring a new offensive coordinator, he hired a quarterback's coach. And so Paul then took back the coaching of the quarterbacks and the play calling. Well, I would say one of the big disappointments this year has been the play of the quarterback in Graham Mertz. I don't think you've seen development from him from year one to year two like you would hope out of that position. And I think the play calling this year was a little bit better, but it still was not the play calling that we've been accustomed to when Paul Chryst was the OC here. I don't think that creativity and the diversification of the offense really was prevalent in a lot of games, especially against quality opponents. Now, is that personnel? Is limited by the personnel? Or is Paul Chryst's style of offense being a little antiquated for the college game? That's going to be something that's going to be a big focus, I think, of this offseason. How do you make this offense better? Because you have a young running back star in Braylon Allen, and you need to complement him with the passing game. And Graham Mertz will return next year, but you're going to have a lot of these reliable pass-catching weapons who are not going to be there. Jake Ferguson's probably not going to be back. Kendrick Pryor's graduating. I'm assuming Dane Davis is going to test the NFL waters, too. I think he's out. Yeah, he's out of eligibility, too. So there's a lot of pieces here that aren't going to be there that Mertz has relied on. And so that's going to be a huge focus for this team. Now, I personally think Chryst should shake up some parts of his staff. I don't think he will. That's just not how Paul Chryst has operated over the last 10 years or so as a head coach. So pretty much the staff you see here is the staff that's coming back, unless they leave for other opportunities. And Wisconsin's got to be better offensively. They have a really good defense, a defense that will go over a makeover as well under Jim Leonard. A lot of these guys are going pro. So it's going to be an interesting offseason at Wisconsin, especially with where the expectations were and where they're going to end up in a second-tier bowl game here probably later this month.
Talking to Ben Wergel, BadgerBlitz.com. And talk about expectations. I think the basketball team has exceeded those to start. They start 2-0 against teams they should win. Drop one to Providence at home. Okay, well, what is this team? And they go out to Las Vegas, win that Maui Invitational, have a nice lead against Houston. Need to hang on, do hang on. Beat Georgia Tech the other night in a game where it's like, you know, there's some of these games where, if you lose that game, it's excused. But they're winning. They're finding ways to win. This is exciting, and we're going to, you know, I'm very interested in this game coming up on Saturday just to see, you know, what we've seen of Marquette, how they match up against Wisconsin, but more, you know, specifically what we've seen of Wisconsin, how they're going to match up against Marquette. And then conference play, they've changed that up a little bit, so you got two conference games next week. They're going to dip right into that. So it's like the Badgers, they've passed all these tests, and now their reward is more tests to pass. But so far, A+.
Yeah, this is a tough stretch here of eight games where you had Providence, you had three in the Maui Invitational and played in Vegas, you have Georgia Tech on the road, then Marquette, Indiana, and then at Ohio State, which just knocked off Duke in Columbus earlier this week. So we knew this was going to be a tough stretch for this team, and maybe, I don't want to say a defining stretch for this team, but certainly was going to kind of be a good litmus test for them, and they've been great, and Johnny Davis has been great. The performance that he did in Maui, I think a lot of the people in the program saw coming, especially with what his offseason was like. I just wrote about this on BadgerBlitz.com before the game on Tuesday, where he won a gold medal this offseason, and how when he returned from winning that gold medal with Team USA, he had this confidence about him, this swagger about him, and his play has reflected that. He didn't play against Providence because of a heel injury, but you know, he's in the six games he's played with Wisconsin 6-0. He scored at least 15 points in all those games. He sets his career high twice in Las Vegas, including 30 against number 12 Houston. Wisconsin's won 4 in a row away from the Kohl Center. You know, they're the only major conference team with at least 4 wins away from home this season, other than USC. So the work that they've done here is impressive. And you know, there's still a lot of flaws with this team. They're being carried quite literally by Davis and Brad Davison. Davison dropped 27 yesterday in a 4-point win at Georgia Tech. But the young players on this team are starting to come along, and we knew that with this team. They have 12 underclassmen this year, and there a lot of guys are in roles that they've never been in before. Stephen Crowell as a starter. Chucky Hepburn is just 7 games into his college career as a true freshman. Davis has never started before this season in college. So there's a lot of people in new places. And the one thing about this team, even though they make mistakes at both ends of the floor, they play really good defense. Like, they're really committed to the defensive end, and they're tough. They're gritty. It's kind of surprising to see a team this young be that tough mentally can be able to withstand situations. You mentioned the Houston lead; they're up 20. See that lead kind of flutter away, but they made plays late to win that game. But they were down 16 against Texas A&M in the first half, came back and won. They were down 10 against St. Mary's with about 16 minutes to go in the game, came back and won. And then to have their first true road game and survive that against a pretty good Georgia Tech team in a back-and-forth game, it's impressive what they're doing, but there's still some really hard games to go, including this in-state rivalry game on Saturday. I've been impressed with Marquette. That big win against Illinois, even without Kofi Coburn, still, that's a big win. I think it opened a lot of people's eyes. You know, what they did down in South Carolina in that tournament, I think, was impressive. And, you know, Shaka's got a team, too, that he's trying to figure out. So this is going to be a good matchup on Saturday. I always look forward to this game because just the tension that kind of comes with it in non-conference reminds me of a Big Ten type game.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. It's got the national TV window Saturday morning into the afternoon, Marquette and Wisconsin. Wisconsin gets this one at the Kohl Center this year as they alternate that, so should be fun. Ben Wergel, the Badger Nation, BadgerBlitz.com. I want to thank you for your continued support. You've always been a friend to come out at our toy drives when we could be on location. We hope to do that again next year with you. And I know you're a loving father, and you know how important it is to make sure if there's any joy that we can bring these kids, we got to do it.
Oh, absolutely. And I always love that you do this. And I think it's great that you do this. You highlight this, how important it is this time of year, not just to give to your children, but to think of those who aren't as fortunate as maybe you or I are to give your kids a nice Christmas, and that some kids don't have toys and food and the ability to, you know, support themselves. And, you know, so the last couple of years, as I've grown, as my kids have grown up and I've been blessed, I've had our kids, you know, go to the store and buy toys to give to other kids and to sponsor a family and just to do something special this time of year for others. Cause that's what the season's about, the season of giving. And I love that you guys raise the money, raise the toys, and put smiles on other people's faces and make a real impact. So I applaud you, Bart.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate your time. We'll talk again in the relatively near future as this Badger basketball team continues to impress and your work continues to impress.
All right. Be well, buddy.
You too. Ben Wergel joining us. Great Midwest Bank hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today. greatmidwestbank.com. Today, that is Ben Wergel as our toy drive continues here. I want to thank Great Midwest Bank, the official bank sponsor of the toy drive. I want to thank the Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center, Lincoln Contractor Supply, and Red Leaf Homes. This portion of the show brought to you by Pfizer and BioNTech. Remember, it is the fall. It is a great time for fall and football and festivals, and it's a great time to start. It is still officially fall, despite, you know, whatever you're driving in this morning. It's a great time to consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer. BioNTech and Pfizer. 414-799-1250. You guys could call in as we discuss throughout the show. If there's somebody that you know that's donated or you want to brag a little bit, feel free to do so. If you want to talk Bucks, looks like no Brooke Lopez for a while. We'll get into that a little bit next hour. We got a lot to cover here. Jim Paschke coming up. I'm excited to listen to Mike Holmgren today. Mike Holmgrum, as some of you may refer to him as. He'll be joining the big show around 1 o'clock, so certainly a lot to look forward to today. Not only are we making that final push for toys and donations at 1250amthefan.com, but got a lot of good conversations to be had throughout the day as well. The game last night. So did you, Toby, you watch much of this thing? Because you had to get up at whatever ungodly hour you were up today.
Yeah, I watched it. It wasn't very entertaining.
No, are the Cowboys good?
I think they are, but they kind of play to the level of their competition, it seems like. They don't really blow teams out that they should. Like, they should have killed the Saints last night. Taysom Hill, 4 interceptions. I wasn't very impressed with him at all. And I don't know. I think they are good, but it seems like whenever they play a bad team or someone that they should, you know, just absolutely annihilate, they just kind of like, all right, we'll win by 10 points. We'll win by 7. We'll kind of hang around. And, you know, the Saints were in that game for a lot of it, even though they really weren't playing well at all.
So we do our fantasy draft. I had Taysom Hill. Did I have Dak as well?
No, I had Dak.
You had Dak.
I had Dak, CeeDee Lamb, and Tony Pollard. You had Taysom Hill, the Dallas defense, and Mark Ingram.
And I won?
You had 44.76. I finished with 42.32.
See, my strategy was you figured that Taysom Hill was good for a couple turnovers, and I wanted them to be neutralized. But then they scored a touchdown and had a couple of sacks. So that helped me out in a big way in our contest.
Yeah, and I picked the right running back. Tony Pollard was the one that broke off the big run for him last night. But also, what in the world was Marcus Williams doing?
Oh, I don't know.
On that run? He's like, I don't want him to cut back on me, so I just won't even try and tackle him.
So I'll let him outrun me.
That was like the worst defensive thing I've ever seen.
It's pretty bad on the Pollard
touchdown. And he's known
for
some bad defensive thing. Just ask Minnesota.
Taysom Hill, that was a very interesting national spotlight game for him. Saints love this guy. Sean Payton loves this guy.
Yeah, Sean Payton loves this guy. The Saints don't love him.
So he's the quarterback now because Jameis got hurt. God, it's really sad to know that they beat the Packers. But that was a Jameis, you know, whatever. Week one, Packers sucked then. They're better now. And then Trevor Siemian, who has to think, like, this is what you... Taysom Hill, there was one drive where Sean Payton's like, screw it. I know why I like Taysom Hill. Just take the ball and run like we're in high school. And he ran for like 40 yards on a drive. He had 101 yards rushing. He had 2 passing touchdowns. So he's a great fantasy quarterback. He's a great fantasy quarterback. If you had him in fantasy, you're feeling pretty good. The 4 picks don't matter because like it's neutralized by his runs.
Yeah, he's one of those guys he's like Jalen Hurts, where he's not actually good in real life, but awesome for your fantasy football team. What did I see? He was the first quarterback ever to rush for 100 yards and throw 4 picks. What in the world?
Yeah. How did that ever even happen one time? Like last night.
Well,
like that's not a line that should ever even occur.
I'm a big Lamar Jackson guy. I could have swore that he already did that because he threw 4 picks and he always rushes for 100 yards.
I saw a great tweet about Taysom and Lamar. Somebody said, Taysom Hill is what Lamar Jackson haters think Lamar Jackson is.
Bill Polian?
Yeah. Yeah, Lamar Jackson is not Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill is one of the most interesting players to ever play. Because sometimes all it takes is that one guy in your corner. And you can go far and make $10 million a year for being an H-back that throws 4 picks a game. I'm Bart, that's Toby. Our toy drive continues. Jim Paschke in about an hour. Talk some Bucks coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.